Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio.
Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
We bring you interviews and commentary from all the E3 2017 press conferences,
roundtable discussion,
all the latest gaming coverage,
developer interviews,
the latest news from the crew.
A Gamertag Radio exclusive.
Here we go.
E3 2017 coverage starts now.
So yeah, so G433 is all about trying to create a headset that can go with you wherever you go, really. That's the design. And we also took kind of took a nod from the sports companies, because a headset is something you wear on your head, right? It's like almost like a piece of clothing. So we wanted to use materials that were comfortable, lightweight, high performance, that wick away moisture and sweat and all that. And I know you've had experience with our sports mesh before. So, I mean, we use the same sports mesh material, but on the outside we have this cloth that's nice and soft and comfortable. So when you grab it, it feels like something that you want to wear. But we still use strong, pliable materials. So we use three different types of plastic, you know, one that's based on nylon, so it's super flexible and then durable as well. But we still have steel where it matters and the pins here and here. We use the Pro G driver as the basis of performance, which makes sense because it's super great. But this time we did it purely with analog performance in mind. So we actually ported the headset, so there's a little acoustic port there, which is nice. This is one of the first times anyone's ever done a port on a headphone. And what it does is it allows for more energy to move in between the driver. So you get a little bit more rich, low-end response, which is nice. Because gamers and most people actually do like a little bit more bass. It's fine. But it's not distorted. It's not blown out, you know, like some other companies do. And I think people are a little sick of that, like, really blown out, distorted low end, you know.
100% agree.
It sucks. So we wanted to still give people the option to, like, bump up the bass, but not have it distort. So that's what we did here. Besides that, we also include many different ways to use it. So you have two different cables. You have the gaming cable, which is what you would use when you use the removable boom mic. So the boom mic has active noise canceling through the USB DAC as well. So this would be like a traditional PC gaming setup, right? You would connect to the USB dongle through the 4-pole jack. And that allows you to get access to 7.1 EQ software features, right?
And it's DTS, right?
Yeah, DTS Headphone X. And so it's very, you know, same technology that we've had on our previous headsets. But it's great. It simulates, you know, the multi-channel audio, which is cool. Lots of gamers love it. Some people don't care for it. It's a nice option. But really what this means is that you have one USB that you plug in and you get all your audio through that, which is great. But it also has an analog cable, so you could plug it into any different, you know, source that you want. We also have a breakout cable, so a Y-splitter where you can connect to like an old school, if you have the mic and the headphone in different jacks. But we also include another cable that we call the mobile cable. And that guy is a little bit more durable. It's made out of a rubberized material, and it has a built-in microphone in line. Oops, sorry about that. And so this has a microphone here so that you could wear it without the boom mic and still take a call or something on the go. And so that way, this, you know, it's really designed to be the kind of headset, like if you're maybe a college student or someone who's only looking to buy one headset, and maybe you have a PlayStation, but you also play Overwatch with your friends on your gaming laptop, but you also study and wear headphones while you're walking around campus or whatever, and you want one headset to do it all with great quality, this is that.
Now, you guys were also going for a sense of fashion. So, like I said, I actually got a chance to test it out at the EA event, and one of my buddies that was with me, from when he saw it, he's like, hey, those look nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, you know, we definitely did. We wanted, in keeping with being able to take it outside of the house, you also wanted to make it look like it's not from a spaceship, right? So we do have headsets that are very gamer aesthetic, but we also wanted to have something that could seamlessly go between different types of lifestyle. So color is a huge part of that. I mean, being able to have something that fits your own. And it's funny, like, I was in Europe, and Doug was there, and all over the country, all over the world, people choose colors that you wouldn't expect. You're like, what's your favorite color? Or which one do you like? And the super ostentatious, you know, party person goes, oh, I want black. Oh, I need black. And you're like, okay, that makes no sense. And then someone who's like very serious, like German guy, goes, oh, I love red. I want the red one. You know, so it's like, you never really know. And that's why providing multiple colors allows people to personalize and feel a little bit closer to the product. So it's great. Personally, the red one's my favorite. I've always wanted a red headset. But, you know, before I worked for NVIDIA, I wasn't allowed to use anything red. And now we don't use anything green. So it's just, you know, you kind of got to do that a little bit. But I love the red headset, so it's pretty awesome. But that's really the whole thing. And then in the box, you get all these great accessories. You get two different... Oh, sorry. So you get the two different cables. You get the USB digital sound card. You get all the accessories there. You get the microfiber ear pads. So those are new for us. I know you like the sports mesh, but microfiber is a little bit more like suede or leather. So you get that nice solid material, but it's not sweaty and sticky like leatherette, which sucks. And then you get the carrying case, which actually fits everything all into it. It doesn't make the footprint of the headset larger. It's like nice and pliable and light, so you can just stuff it in your backpack and go. And that's it.
And how much?
$99.
It's not bad.
No, it's a really good deal.
So just to recap, we can use this on the PC with the Logitech G software, get DTS X 7.1. I can plug this into like a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox controller, stereo sound. Obviously, I can put it in my mobile phone, I'm getting stereo sound, iPad, etc. And you also provide, like you said, the split cable, if you have the old school, you want to plug it in with the mic and all that. And you have the mobile adapter, or not mobile adapter, but mobile cable, which has the inline mic as well. And the boom mic is removable.
That's exactly it.
See, I knew it.
Yeah, you got it, man. You should consider a career in this, man. It's awesome. You're good at it.
And is it out now?
Yeah, it's available now. So I think, we just released it on the 8th, and it should be available in stores now. Yeah, or if not, in a couple days. You know how it takes a few days for it to get on the shelf.
And because I've known you for a while now, I don't even think I introduced you on here. So can you introduce yourself and what you do at Logitech?
Yeah, I'm Andrew Coonrad, and I'm the technical manager. Technical marketing manager. So there you go.
Right on.
Well, I'm trying to change my title because they, you know, it's like I do more than just like marketing stuff. So they want me to be the technical manager. I don't know. Whatever.
Now I have to ask this question. I think I ask you this every time I see you. Okay. When are we going to see a Logitech headset that is made for the console that does some type of Dolby or DTS sound?
So that's a great question. We don't have anything to announce now, but we are seriously looking into that. The problem with it, which I think I've told you this before, is that each console has their own requirements that are very expensive, and you have to pass that cost on to the consumer. That's why a lot of those, like Turtle Beach and some of those other specific headsets that have surround sound, are super expensive. And that just feels wrong to us, and that's not really our value proposition. We really want to provide great performance features at a fair price. So once we figure that out, we'll be able to do something like that.
But. Oh, actually, one more question, because I got it in the press release, because you also came out with the 233, which I guess is not here. So who are you trying to cater to with the 433? What is the market for the 433?
Well, like you mentioned, someone who wants something a little bit more stylish, a little bit more mainstream look and design, but still has all those great gaming features. So the 233 is blue and black. It doesn't have the cloth on the outside. It does have the boom mic, but it doesn't have the USB digital sound card or any of the extra stuff or the bag or the extra ear pads. So it's more just like the 1060 version of the headset.
So, that's a good NVIDIA analogy.
Yeah, you got it, though, yeah. So that's all that matters. Yeah. But, I mean, it's more for someone who's like, I need a high-quality gaming headset, but they don't need all the extra stuff. So.
Gotcha. Okay, well, Andrew, again, it's always good to see you. Thank you for walking me through the 433. And like I said, when I used it myself, I mean, Battlefront, it felt good, felt right. I mean, like I told you, I used the 533 as my driver, so this is the wired, basically like a wired version of that, and it was fine. I really like it.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Do you want to go check out some wireless stuff too?
We got more stuff to talk about.
Let's go do it.
Okay. So we got a whole full range of wireless stuff to talk about. So this is very exciting for us because we've been working on this for a long time. So I know we showed you the G900 probably about a little over a year ago, right?
Yeah.
So with the G900, we introduced some wireless technology that really kind of rocked the world. It's finally we had wireless tech that was super low latency, super high quality, robust wireless signal,
and was really efficient with power usage, right? So we really kind of quashed all three of the issues that gamers had with wireless, which is latency, connectivity, battery life, and weight, right? So I made battery life and weight one.
Right.
Four, yeah. But anyway. That being said, at the end of the day, you still kind of had to plug in your mouse, right? And for a lot of gamers, that sucks. Because you forget, you're in the middle of a match, the battery light comes on, and you're like, God damn it, I got to plug it in. I get it, okay? So what we wanted to do is we wanted to provide the ultimate wireless gaming solution, which was our Lightspeed wireless tech, which is the entire system stack from sensor all the way to wireless connectivity, and that's what we're calling our wireless technology. But we also wanted to solve the power issue. So we just announced, I think a day ago, our PowerPlay wireless charging solution. So this is a mouse pad that charges your mouse with unlimited energy while you're playing. So you don't have to put it in some weird spot. You don't have to connect it to any cables. You just plug in what we call the power core, which is this little coin that you plug into the bottom of the mouse. That accepts the wireless electromagnetic signal from the pad itself and then powers the mouse, and that's it. There's a built-in Lightspeed wireless receiver in the unit, so you only need one USB cable. So that cable powers the pad and is the signal from the receiver as well. And what's awesome is this uses really just, you know, it's this technology has been around for like 150 years, right? This is what, back before we had, you know, FM radio and stuff like that, the radio was powered by the energy in the air. So the electromagnetic field that was transmitted by the radio tower actually was the power that moved the speaker. And that's how we got radio. So it's a very similar technology to that. What we do is this unit here powers the radio by sending a current through this network of antenna that we have there in this flat, really flat pad. That creates an electromagnetic field, which is then accepted by the antenna in the power core. And then that transmits power to the mouse. And that's it.
So is it... It's just a specific mouse.
Actually, no. So there's two different products. So today we're announcing two different mice. One is the G903, which is the update to the G900. So this has same technology as G900. We added 50 million lifetime click switches. So the original G900 had 20 million. If that wasn't enough for you, you get more now. Those numbers are kind of big. They're kind of hard to comprehend how many that is.
Right.
But there's over twice as many numbers, which is great for gamers. A lot of people use our products for a really long time, so we want them to last for a long time. So we just added the new industry standard switches. But it also has PowerPlay compatibility, which is that coin. Of course, when you buy either the G903 or the also available G703, which is the PowerPlay compatible version of the G403 wireless mouse.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
The Prodigy mouse.
Right.
So we renamed it because it was a little confusing to users because there was a 403 wired and a 403 wireless, and our gamers are used to having different numbers as you go up the feature set, right? And usually a high-end mouse is a higher-end number, so they were confused as to what they were buying. So we just wanted to change it. Also, previous models that have been in the 7 series have been wireless, so just made more sense to change the name. In hindsight, we probably should have done that in the first place, but anyway. So, yeah, and so the 703 also is compatible with PowerPlay, which is awesome.
And how much is this?
It's really affordable. That's what's crazy. So the PowerPlay solution, which comes with the power core, is $100. And then the mice are the same as their original purchase price. So 903 is $149, and 703 is $99. And what's cool is that they're totally agnostic, right? So if you bought PowerPlay, yeah, go for it. If you bought PowerPlay and then say you bought the 703, in a couple years if we come out with new mice that also have PowerPlay compatibility, you just get your new mouse and you swap out the power cord to the new mouse and you're back up and running instantly.
So since this is like constantly plugged in and it's doing USB, does it have like a sleep mode where it's going to stop charging the mouse when it's on there, or is it continuous?
So that's a good question. Most modern motherboards allow for power to still go through the USB port, so that is a requirement to charge when the computer's not on. But since it's constantly charging no matter when you're using it, as long as you tune your computer on before you start using the mouse, then you're going to be fine.
Okay.
There is a minimum charge that is required for the mouse to turn on, which is like 3% or whatever. So let's say something completely dies or you forget your mouse in a backpack somewhere and it completely goes dead. You would need to charge it a little bit with the cable before you can put it on the mat. But we also have a smart charging technology for not going overcharge as well. So once you reach max, it's like kind of varies between 85 and 90%. So it'll actually stop charging when it gets there to let it drain a little bit. because the way lithium polymer batteries are, you don't want to keep it.
Right. That's why I was curious how it was going to work.
Yeah. So they're the dudes that. The electrical engineering guys that do this stuff are super smart, and they've been working on wireless products for like 20 years. So these guys know how to do power management algorithms and technology, and they designed a really smart battery management for this product specifically. Obviously, you have a field of electromagnetic energy underneath your hand, so got to make sure that works.
Right, right.
But yeah, and that's really what's so cool about this is I think a lot of gamers have had this dream, but the technology behind it is so simple yet so far away. And so I think it really took a company like Logitech. We're really one of the only guys that could have done this, and it still took us a long time. So.
Well, I feel like on the high-end gaming level, just here in the past couple of years, we've gotten to the point with wireless mice that, okay, I can trust this and be competitive with it. So, yeah, this is a great feature because now you don't have to worry about, oh, shit, I'm going to lose my battery, you know?
Exactly. Well, and there's so many people we talk to that are like, you know, you go through the Lightspeed wireless message, and you're like, gamers have these issues with wireless. They're afraid of it. They get nervous that it's going to and they're like, oh, is that still a thing? Do people still get afraid about wireless? And they say, the thing for me is I got to plug my damn mouse in. It's like, well, I get it. Gamers like consistency. They like to do the same thing over and over again. They like muscle memory. They like not having to change their habits, right? And so even if it's once a week, even if it's once every 6 months, if you still have to plug it in, even once, it's not good for some people. This fixes that.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is awesome.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And so, yeah, everything's available now. I think I already told you price
yeah,
of everything. Price. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, $99 for this.
Yeah, $99. Power Play, and then $99 for $703, $149 for $903. And then the product will be available sometime in August for the consumer, which is cool because a lot of other companies would show you this as like a proof of concept or a tech demo, but this is fully fledged. I mean, this is it. This is ready to go.
This is it.
So.
Awesome. Well, again, Andrew, thank you.
Of course, Paris.
Yep.
Great to see you, dude.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mayor.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by our sponsor, Western Digital. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drives, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention. For a limited time, you can get 20% off Western Digital solid state drives with our coupon code WDGTR. So to find out more, go to WDC.com/GTR, use our code WDGTR.
Listeners might be asking, like, why I should get this?
I'm gonna tell you exactly why you need to get this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a PC gamer. Anyone listening to this, we have plenty of people on our Discord channel asking questions all the time. I get on Twitter, hey, mm-hmm. Paris, I want to build a PC, what do I need? The first thing I always tell them, hard drive, get a solid state drive, mm-hmm. or get the SSHD, which is basically the hybrid mm-hmm. hard drive,
yeah.
because you're going to want those quick read speeds and load speeds when you're playing games, because you know it's going to load everything a lot quicker. You're going to want storage. So like that 4 terabyte drive that I just put in my PC, which is the SSHD. I'm doing all this 4K video editing. I need the space because those files are huge.
Yeah, huge.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Again, this is a great opportunity to get 20% off a new hard drive. Like I said, go to WDC.com/GTR, use that code WDGTR and get 20% off. This is a great deal, guys. Make sure you check it out.